is. Straight to the high point of our meeting, our guest speaker. I'm very pleased to welcome Alan Rathbone from York, who's going to be giving us a talk on the history of the Milk Marketing Board. Thank you, Alan.
Good evening, ladies, to the Women's Institute.
Ladies, I'd like to welcome Iris Benton from Ilkley. She's come to lead us through the fascinating world of rugs. I beg your pardon, Iris, I stand corrected. It's not just rugs, it's all forms of carpeting.
Oh, thank God. For a minute there, I thought it was going to be dull.
Thank you, Iris.
Our Round the World cruise started in September, in Skipton, when we booked the tickets. That's them. They were a special offer, and it was essential, my wife told me, to book them before the 25th of the month.
Thank you. I don't know about you, ladies, but can I just say, Pauline, I had no idea that broccoli could be so intriguing. Thank you. Now then, ladies, can I have a volunteer to draw the raffle?
No.
Yes.
No.
All right, I'll ask him.
A volunteer your own husband.
Oh, yeah, right. What's Rod going to talk to the WI about?
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what John would say.
What the hell am I going to speak about?
But, John, I don't care. Whatever it is going to be better than the bloody history of the cauliflower. Whatever it is we've got waiting for us next
time. Right. Once
Annie, tell him. John, the whole point of the WI is,
Hey, listen to me.
Annie, what is the point of the WI?
Enlightenment, fun and friendship.
Well, there, you see, it's right. It's them things. Well, obviously, in my case, it's something you did because your mother wanted you to, and then she went and
you
died.
You love it.
One seed in each pot.
You're bloody useless, you are.
Oh, look. Is that all right, like that?
Wedding, but the carnation table
fronts
need to be done for that conference in
Geisley. Good Lord, nagging lilies.
And I couldn't find the order form.
I thought after your fantastic reorganisation, all the order forms had to go on the bent nail.
Are you going upstairs to do your homework?
I'm not bothered.
What happened yesterday can't happen ever again.
Getting worse.
Jem?
Mum.
You'll have all them seedlings if we don't do something.
Something we need to have a little chat about. Annie.
Don't leave me.
Oh,
Hey, come here.
Hey. I'm not leaving you. You soft girl. At least I bloody hope not.
So, you know, what kind is it he's got?
Says he's going to call it Saddam Hussein.
You should have told us. I'm your oldest friend. You should have told me the moment you found out.
I did. No big hoo-ha, though, okay? It'll just make it easier for him to get back to normal when he gets out, you know, and the tests are clear.
Yeah.
And everything.
In a plant pot. We've done that. Straight as kosher.
We've done that.
Most creative thing done with an egg.
Done that.
Well, then, we've done everything, haven't we? Come on.
Look at them. I gild W.I. Syringe, kick, friend, and old cartwheel.
Does look pretty, though. Whose side are you on, Brutus?
No, I didn't mean...
What's your event, by the way?
Tea tray on an international theme. I did Jamaica, but it could be anywhere in the Caribbean.
Yes. You know, if more people did WI, there'd be half the need for hallucinogenic drugs.
Good, Ruth. International tea tray. Victoria Sponge, Annie's on Victoria Sponge. Something for £100.
Kathy.
So where's that?
What's that?
Well, Annie warned about time. Running Yule Brynner in and out of Skipton General, so... Ta-da!
Sorry. Just took a bit lump. Oh, my God, the cake.
Told you. It's all right. Chris has saved the day.
You bet that.
I'm not a total dead loss as a woman. I can't knit or make plum jam, but I can beg a bloody Victoria sponge.
All right.
Thank you. Of course, I didn't actually bake this one. I got it from Marks and Spencer's, but, you know.
What?
The point is...
You can't answer a cake that you bought in a shop.
Get
out. Oh, it doesn't matter where it comes from, does it?
This is about putting up a united front against High Gill. This isn't bakery. It's Zulu.
Are you ready?
Will the parents of the young lads in the Sparkman t-shirt please meet in front of the gorilla? Now, excitement in the main tent where the WI judging's begun.
Oh, yeah. Jury's back here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of this year's Mayor Wilkinson Trophy for Victoria Sponge, maximum 12-inch diameter, I'm pleased to say is entry number 213.
Nice knowing you, Chris.
Help me.
Oh, that's interesting.
Entered by Napley WI and baked by Chris Harper.
Thanks very much.
And I'm proud to say this cake also wins the judge's 2002 discretionary award. Listen, I never normally ask this. The lightness of that sponge... Is there a trick, a technique, how you got that?
I basically stopped to my mother's advice about cake baking.
Yes.
which is line the bowl with butter. Always use a warm spoon. And if it's a special event, get it at Marks and Spencer's.
Are you throwing my cake? That is disrespectful.
Which is very good.
Of course it's good. They'll give the May Wilkinson out lightly, you know.
In fact, I'm going to be asked to do a masterclass at the WI.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Well, now you're supposed to do one. Something. Yeah. Mm. WI. Oh, don't you want that? Anyway, I tell you what, if you want me to do it, you'd better get it in quick.
Go, 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 go.
Kiss.
They run arrows of desire.
You're not going off Dirt without a kiss.
Look, I go every Thursday. It's not an overseas posting.
Kiss.
Could we start then by congratulating Chris on not only winning the May Wilkinson, but also the judge's discretionary ribbon?
Now, the next item on the agenda is
the calendar. Last year we had views of local bridges, so this year I thought we could go for the 12 most beautiful views of
George Clooney.
The churches of Wharfdale.
11 fully clothed and little lift the flap for December.
Chris?
Yeah. And no, nothing.
She said George Clooney.
No, Mari, I'm fine, you know, with whatever.
Churches of Wharfdale it is, then.
Bloody George Clooney. I mean, come the toss between Burnsall Church and George Clooney, I know which one I'd rather wake up looking at.
It is a Norman church, you know.
Oh, I'm not disputing the loveliness of the church, John. It's the firmness of the buttocks I'm worried about.
Hey, careful, you put your drip out.
Anyway, let's face it. Oh, hey, to be a revolutionary, it might actually sell a few copies.
Yeah, the WI posing pouch calendar.
Bless sells, I tell you.
Yeah.
Right. Decided. So, where do we get a photographer?
Art College. It's full of charlatans who prostitute their talent for money.
Is it?
Yeah. Lawrence was telling me. Hey, you want to see this kid's photographs?
Yeah, but don't go on about them.
He's taking some from his sunflowers to see how they're getting on.
See, it's not your photographer, it's your models. Professional models cost a bloody bomb.
Hey. Our models here for now.
No, thanks, John. I've just seen your backside, and believe me, it's not like George's. Another relative's room for the relatives of the relatives who got injured on the city in the bloody relative's room. So, did you talk to the specialist? John seems chirpier to me today. What's the old
pneumonia and septicemia?
Oh, that's good. I've heard of those. They can deal with those, can't they?
It means his immune system's weakened. Chemo isn't working. which means we're finally out of straws.
Don't you go buying any benches.
Do what the hell I like, John Clark.
You put a bench out here, it'll have Leeds stuffed arsenal on it before you get back to the car. I've written my speech. W.I.
All right.
I did it about my job. All this.
You read it to me.
Flowers of Yorkshire like the women of Yorkshire. Every stage of their growth is more beautiful than the last. But the last phase is always the most glorious. Then very quickly they all go to seed.
A while ago, I asked John Clark to give us a talk here at Napier WI. Annie asked me to read it to you here tonight, and this is what he wrote. The flowers of Yorkshire are like the women of Yorkshire. Every stage of their growth has its own beauty, but the last phase is always the most glorious. Then, very quickly, they all go to seed. Which makes it ironic. My favourite flower isn't even indigenous to the British Isles, let alone Yorkshire. I don't think there's anything on this planet that more trumpets life than the sunflower. For me, that's because of the reason behind its name. Not because it looks like the sun, but because it follows the sun. During the course of the day, the head tracks the journey of the sun across the sky. A satellite dish for sunshine. Wherever light is, no matter how weak, these flowers will find it. And that's such an admirable thing. And such a lesson in life.
You ran into a gate. How'd you do that? You what?
He does a paper round. It pays for his elocution lessons.
Yeah, well, he's Bentley's good style. It'll be 25 quid, that, love.
I have to have it. Mum?
Ted, would you mind if I borrowed this?
Moving gently into the locust. And then we have the lion.
I have to admit I'm concerned about our great leader's grasp of Tai Chi.
And into the llama.
Llama?
Llama?
Let alone was in China.
Okay. Are you all looking in the right direction?
See you guys.
Hello.
Bye.
Bye.
How's Anna? How can we help, do you think? Are you doing anything tomorrow afternoon?
It is, I'm telling you. Girls laughing's a good sign. It's a top sign, I tell you. Bloody hell, if you're in with Debbie Nolan. Now, we don't sound here, but she has got the most fantastic tits. She has got Fahan mangoes. Actually, not mangoes. I don't imagine they'd be hard like mangoes. Maybe plums. Right, plums. You know, big, ripe plums. What am I saying? No, not plums. Balloons. That's it. That's exactly what they're like. A pair of balloons you find behind your settee 3 days after a party.
Gaz, will you stop talking about tits?
Why would I ever want to do that?
Well, I think it's a great idea.
You weren't concentrating, were you, Ruth?
I was. We're going to raise money for the hospital to buy a sofa in John's name.
By posing for a nude calendar.
Oh, no. Oh, sit down. I'm not asking you to straddle an Harley Davidson.
It's still a bit of a leap from Burnsall Church, love.
Yes, but that's the whole point. You see, like, it's an alternative calendar.
It's what John suggested.
Did he?
The last stage of the flower is the most glorious. So what this calendar would be saying is, yes, John, actually, we agree.
With respect, I didn't hear him use the phrase, whip your bras off.
It's £999 in the leather, that sofa.
Can I remind you how much last year's calendar raised? £75.60.
Are you having it?
Oh, we're having it all right. Come on, I'll show you it all.
Yeah, we'll get back to you, thank you.
She's... I don't know, she's being weird.
Normal weird or weird weird.
She found this.
You're kidding.
Big bazookas.
I saw her looking at it.
God, I bet she went off her head.
My mum did when she found me rubber housewives. It's a difficult age. Round about now. Women go through a difficult age. When they get all irrational and odd and difficult to predict.
How do you know?
My dad told me.
Right. No.
Ruth.
I've got to go anyway. Eddie's getting back from Ilkley.
Nobody's going to see anything, I promise you. You take the picture.
Oh, I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, not yet. Wait.
We've just taken one of the table.
We'll
sell all the calendars.
Is that
one? Yeah, but this is very sensitive.
Right. Can anyone see my nipples?
You bloody would if it were your mum.
Look, what's she done? Flicked through one jazz mag and looked at a mucky calendar. That doesn't make her a lesbian.
How was Ilkley?
Yeah, what are you doing all?
How'd it go?
Oh, you know, we're not a scintillating lot, carpet dealers. We only get excited about bonded underlay.
Coming to bed?
Aye, in a bit. Just having a wind down.
Any more announcements of redundancies?
Come for my photos. Can't find my little, receipt thing. The name's Hal.
Here they are. £4.99, please.
Thank you. Keep the penny.
Thank you.
I'm surprised they printed it.
Oh, it's probably on the internet by now.
By the sound of it, most people have seen it already.
I mean, lots of people have their photos taken with their tops off on holiday in Ibiza, don't they?
I think it just probably came as a slight shock, Chris. What with the previous 15 photos being the flower arrangements.
Oh, I've screwed up a bloody again, haven't I? Yet a bloody again.
Whoa. Look, what we have to ask ourselves here is this. What is the difference between this and the Venus de Milo?
Oh, I love quizzes.
A cooker?
Celia.
Both feature women with their breasts exposed. What makes one a work of art?
I think the answer to that's very simple. An artist.
He's clever. Yeah. An artist.
Lovely light you've used on the face there.
Yes, really.
Got her eyes, and all those curls.
Mm. Oh.
So have you photographed many humans, or is it mainly...
It is mainly poodles.
The blood represents globalisation, and the sheep's skull is the death of democracy.
And the carrot? The
carrot is capitalism.
Mainly orchids. I'm particularly interested in woodland orchids. Butterflies. I love photographing native butterflies. What exactly is your project?
Hello, ladies.
You go to
this is crazy. He won't remember. I see thousands of people come through here every day.
Mrs. Clark? John's wife?
Yeah.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Are you serious? You got 12 women in Skipton who are all, committed to doing a nude photo shoot.
Well, technically, we haven't got 12.
So long as we can find the right photographer.
A breasts issue that concerns me.
Well, I think the whole point is that we don't properly.
I know, that's what concerns me.
Heels are good, are they?
They're tremendous.
Jessie, we're getting to the point now where we really need to commit. Now, I know you know...
Front bottoms.
What?
I'm in, just as long as it's no front bottoms. That's a sight I've reserved for just one man in my life.
Right, well, do you think your husband will mind?
It wasn't my husband.
Of course you've got a body worth looking at.
Just look at that parking. Ruth, doesn't it annoy you when people take two spaces?
Look. None of us have got a body worth looking at.
No, well, that's not... We're not all Chris's in this life. Some of us are Ruth's. I'm sorry. Ruth?
Right, I did a bit of thinking about this calendar. Okay, I think there's a trick we could play here. At first glance, it should look like your classic WI calendar. You know, all your jams, cake, sewing and all that. You know, everything you'd expect. Except for one tiny thing. So the person doing it is naked.
It's perfect, Lawrence. Really is perfect.
No, but a different girl for every month. A different guy's painting, press. Until December, when I thought we could do a group photo of you all together, you know, singing a Christmas carol.
Oh, that's great.
That's
great.
Look, you've got the laughs on like Father Christmas.
Yeah.
That's great. It's just one small problem.
What?
Photographer's a man.
Yeah, but the point is we won't actually be showing anything.
In the photos? I imagine a considerable amount will be on display in the room.
That's a point. Look, you'll have to be in the room to take the photos.
With us naked.
Yeah. Nude.
No, but listen, an art photographer doesn't see a naked woman. He sees a life model.
Yes, no, the nudity isn't important. That's easy to say when you've got your knickers on.
Look, you'll be looking at us as an artist.
I've heard that one before.
Have you?
Look, he's not that kind of bloke.
I've heard that one before and all.
Where is he? Oh, come on. Lawrence!
I mean, have you any idea how intimidating it is to come in here in front of you lot? How much it's taken that young man to do that? Of course, we're not going to go around parading ourselves in a room full of men. This isn't France, for God's sake. Lawrence will set up the photo, leave the room, dressing gowns come off, and one of us will click the shutter. Oh. Right. Lawrence! I think these girls got something to say to you.
Sorry.
Sorry, Lawrence. I will not cease from them to find, nor shall I stop.
Any activities planned we might want to seek approval for at national conference? Holy, it's always wise. We wouldn't want to do anything without approval from national committee. Not with Napley being such a proud WI, with an unblemished reputation. Where it would take only one small act by a few rogue individuals to ruin a reputation that we've spent all these years...
All right, all right, all right.
Look, we're planning a calendar for John, everyone.
Yeah, it's to raise money for to buy something for the relatives' room in Napley General.
Oh.
And with us on it.
One for each month.
And?
Well... That's about it, really.
Naked!
Naked?
Not naked. Nude.
What's the difference?
Art.
And seeing Mari's raised the issue, we're a good few months short.
Is that not because all this has the air of another one of Chris's great ideas? Like the vodka-tasting night.
No, because I'm going to make sure this one turns out okay, Mari, because it's for John. It was inspired by John, and it's for John, and it's because of John. And no matter what you might think of the idea, Mari, you're looking at January.
February.
March.
Diego!
Yes,
do we make any special preparations?
Oh, no. These pictures are going to be us girls as we come.
Oh, God.
Grey hair, cellulite, and the lot.
Oh, no.
Remember, the last phase
is the most glorious.
Do you have any pictures of Rainy Russo?
Client, he does, you know this new chain of hotels, Northern Summer?
Shall I come? What?
Oh, save your sanity, love. You know, it's carpets. For ace drags, there's a matter of something worth watching.
No, I wanted to pay an expensive. Oh, darling, come on. Your ball's over there.
I'm coming, Frank.
T-minus 2 hours. Bras off to avoid struck marks.
As we speak, darling. As we speak.
Darling, come on.
Good girl.
We're going to go. That's the decision.
That's the decision. We're going to go and tell them we're not going to do it.
Okay.
In front of anyone in my life.
Not even Frank?
Frank's a major. We approach nudity on a strictly need-to-know basis. None of us have been here before, love. I mean, for God's sake, my John didn't see me naked until the spring of 1975.
What happened in the spring of 75?
There was a lizard in the shower block at Abigail.
Quite a few people saw me naked that morning.
Oh, that's not fair.
Go!
Right. She topposed.
Right, Lawrence.
Anyway, you are.
They'll never go through with it.
Ladies, just bring the lamp up a bit. Raise the lamp for me.
No, don't touch that.
Okay.
Right. Annie, Chris, can you just clear frame for me?
Yeah.
Okay, Celia. Just lean in toward camera a little bit.
Right. No.
Perfect. Okay. Ready.
Lawrence,
we're going to need considerably bigger buns. Weren't the bones flat?
No, don't mess with the buns.
I like them like this, they cover more.
No, don't touch the composition.
No, but Lawrence, were the top buns flat?
Not the flat.
Yeah, but flat
for us or flat for her?
Don't touch the buns. Please. Sorry.
Bad girl. Bun toucher.
She's got to look relaxed.
And bloody relaxed.
And she's got to smile.
I am smiling.
Not too much, Sharon. I want it enigmatic.
She looks like she's seen somebody she knows in the distance.
Left side up a little. Your right side down a little. And the middle section sort of...
Oh, God's sake, get bloody Botticelli in here. Lawrence, get in here.
Your chin down to your left. You look beautiful, Celia. Okay, we're away.
Junior, it's your own time you're wasting. I was his junior school teacher. Well, oh, Jessie! What did she say about relaxing him?
Where's the hair? You upset me, baby. Yes, you upset me, baby. Like being hit by a falling tree. Woman, woman, what you do to me?
Cup of tea, girls. There's no E flat in Jerusalem.
I'd be a bit disappointed if they're looking at my fingers.
Are you doing this one? What's your name?
Ruth.
Ruth. I'm Lawrence, photographer. 1 minute.
Lawrence, who's next?
Ruth.
Ruth? No, wait, Lawrence.
Right, let's do it. Congratulations. It's a calendar.
Yes, black and white, with just one colour. I don't know, 300... 400... No, 500 copies. So how much would that be? Thank you. Get back to you.
Isn't there that much?
Bloody is. We're looking for sponsorship, and my husband always used your products, you see. He worked for the National Park.
John Clark?
Yes, that's right. He died of leukemia.
Aye, I know. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
What do you need sponsorship for?
Okay,
Right, we're getting there. But the sunflower needs to leap out at you. More yellow.
Quiet. Look, you can't all be July.
It's my birthday in July.
My divorce comes through in March. I'd like to be September.
Molly!
I'm not disturbing you, am I? I was just passing. Oh, I bought, they're nothing much.
Oh, Molly, they're lovely. Come on in.
I never felt I really knew John. He worked for the National Park, didn't he?
Oh.
I just wanted to say, Annie, if there's anything...
These are beautiful. What are they? Are they Gerberas? Gorgeous.
You should get away for a bit. Have a holiday, you know. Get out of Napoli.
You trying to get rid of me?
No, I just... I feel I have to say something, Annie. But...
What's he?
No. I do know how difficult things must be for you at the moment. How you must be feeling.
Do you? Oh, dear.
Do you think John would have approved of this, Annie? Really?
You didn't know John, you say?
No, but I know that he was a good man, a decent man.
If your concern is for the reputation of Napoli WI...
No, that's not
well,
what I say.
Well, I think it is, no, Mari. The WI is about doing good. And I think we have to ask ourselves, what does more good? Knowing slightly more about broccoli 1 week than we did the last... or providing some comfort for someone in the worst hours of their life, because that's what it's like, sweetheart. And no, I don't think you do know how I feel.
Annie!
Oh. Oh, hello, Mari. Sorry, were you...
I don't know. Mari, had you finished?
You want to put a penny in with those, they last longer.
Chris. Don't ask. What's the result?
I've got us a sponsor.
What?
To those boring old farts at Carmichael's, so you'd say hello to the lovely people at Jennings.
The beer?
All our printing costs and a press launch.
But the beer people...
And then all we have to do is put their little logo thing at the bottom of each page.
No, but the seed company made sense. Because, you know, John loved flowers, but he never drank beer, Chris. You know that. It's not about the beer, Annie. It's about the money.
There it is. Well, have a look.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Hello, is this the Skipton News?
I guess it would be for...
Could I speak to your publicity person, please?
I don't think we need it.
Well, it's just I want to make an announcement.
Sorry, Madam Chairman, can I just... Sorry, Madam Chairman, I'm sorry. Sorry. It's Napley.
Sorry?
In Yorkshire.
Charming.
Listen, I'm sorry to bother you in the middle of conference, but there's an issue come up at my WI which I feel duty-bound to inform you of.
Well, you'll have to be brief.
This way.
Bastard! She wouldn't have done it deliberately.
I mean, absolutely. I hate to use the word that.
Well, no. Don't then.
It might have just... slipped out.
Oh, yes, to Brenda Mooney, who happens to be Madam Chairman of the National WI Federation.
Well, we could just...
I mean, Mari has deliberately poured poison down there.
Well, we'll just...
What, do what?
Do what, Ruth?
Just... I mean, please tell me. Seeing as 500 calendars are being printed as we speak...
Well, we can't use the name Women's Institute. We just don't use it.
If it's not the Women's Institute, it's just a load of middle-aged women mysteriously standing naked behind fruitcakes.
Oh, my God, it would look like pornography.
But I don't know what's on the order for.
Look, it's under the tin can where the bent nail used to be. You're just going to have to sort this one out on your own, sweetheart.
Right. Where the hell are you?
Tell you later. I'll be back tonight for the press conference. Bye. Chris Harper and Annie Clark from Napley to see Brenda Mooney.
Are you official delegates?
Yes. No, from Napley.
Yes, from Napley. And you're here to do an open sport?
Yeah.
All right, follow me.
We're in.
What's an open sport? Sounds painful.
I don't know.
Very last minute. Have to go on straight away.
On where?
I don't know.
Which WI are you?
We're from Napley. Lots of them. Madam Chairperson.
Conference, please.
Sorry, I beg your pardon.
Address the whole conference, please. The final open spot of the morning is the delegate from Napley.
Yes.
Napley.
We wanted to come to ask approval from you all. Okay. We want to do a WI calendar which raises enough money to buy a chair or a seat, a sofa, or well, anything, really. Okay, so the thing is here is that the hospital local to us in Napley is where my
Thank you. Napley, best of luck with the settee.
No, just hold on. Just hold on a minute with your red light.
Sorry, does the other member for Napley want to say something?
Yes, because she's about to commit heresy.
Hello.
Here we go.
Look, I ate plum jam.
I only joined the WI to make my mother happy. I do. I ate plum jam and cracker cakes. I can't make sponge. In fact, seeing it's unlikely that George Clooney would actually come to Skipton to do a talk on what it was like to be in ER, there seems very little reason for me to actually stay in the WI. Except suddenly, I want to raise money in memory of a man I loved. And to do that, I'm prepared to take my clothes off for a WI calendar. And if you can't give us 10 minutes of your time, Madam Chairman, then... Well, then, frankly, guys, I'm going to do it without council approval, because there are some things that are more important than council approval. And if it means that we get closer to killing off this shitty, cheating... sly, conniving, bloody disease that cancer is. Oh, God, I tell you, I'd run round Skipton Market naked, smeared in plum jam, wearing nothing but a knitted tea cosy on me head, and I'm singing Jerusalem.
Let's break. 10 minutes. We don't do nudity. But we do charity. Can I assume this is a local fundraiser and you're not going to be making too big a hoo-ha out of it? In which case, it's a branch matter. And I can leave any decision in the hands of your branch president.
Thank you.
Oh, sod it. Go on, then.
Gazette. Did you invite the journalist from the Gazette?
Yes.
Oh, actually, so did I. We'll have two of them then. Here we go.
Thank you. Keep the change.
Oh, my God, it's half past. Come on.
The girls will have done our press conference by now. Right, where are we? Oh, I think it's done. Come on. How many press releases did I send out? How many sodding press releases? Bloody local paper. I mean, what bigger than this has happened in Napley tonight? Oh, don't tell me someone's grown a U-shaped marrow. We're going to lose money, aren't we? Oh, not only are we not going to raise it, we're actually going to lose it.
Well, I suppose we did promise it wouldn't be a big hoo-ha. We tried. At least you made that speech.
Yeah. Well, it's not enough, Annie. I mean, I'd rather not have tried than have to face Mari and say, oh, no, actually, yes, you were right. It was another one of Chris's ideas. And what's worse, and this is a good one, to add insult to injury, I took my clothes off and no one was interested.
You're after the WR thing?
Yes.
That's spill over. They're in ballroom.
Oh! Oh!
You're new in the Telegraph, dear. Can you pass the bacon?
Open up my envelope, will you?
I have, Mum. We're full.
One minute the dressing gown was on, and the next it was just me and the hat.
I'm standing here in the Yorkshire village of Napley, where the local Women's Institute have not only been raising money, but raising eyebrows by stripping for a charity calendar.
Thinking of taking it up, especially.
What's your family think of it?
I was worried that my daughter would be embarrassed.
No.
But she talked me into it.
Any magazine offers? Well, it's his village, isn't it, Napley? House she grew up in, within Andy Lane. And it's got church up there, where we got married. Oh, hiya, Jessie! Sorry. It's September.
Well, good.
So, Chris, what gave you the idea? Oh, excuse me. Hi, dear. I brought my journalist to meet your journalist. Hello.
To develop ideas and to have them, you know, after all, the WI is about education and empowerment of women. It's not just jam in Jerusalem, you know.
The WI new calendar. No, love, sorry.
But I definitely sent you a batch of 50. Look, Minstergate Bookshop, York, 50.
And I got them, love. And I put them out at 9 o'clock. And at 9:10, we'd sold out.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Annie! We've got to order more calendars. Down to the last 25.
What is it? They were waiting for me. Who? When I got back. Oh, God. Read this, Chris. It's happened to them just like it's happened to me. I'm going to help them.
And your photo made me smile for the first time in 15 months. Now I smile whenever I see the calendar. Thank you, girls, for your bravery and beauty. Best wishes, Vera Mason.
It reminded me so of Eileen. You seem to have the same spirit she had. I know she would have piled with laughter at your photographs. Thank you again. Looking forward to the next.
I am currently in the high security wing of Her Majesty's prison, Barlinnie, in Scotland, and was mightily impressed by the sheer size of your...
of the world's first new WI calendar, Chris Harper.
Yes, thanks. Of course, tell us how they came about, because I haven't been associated with the Women's Institute.
No, the usual image of the WI calendar is of plums and jam and country views, but, well, we thought if glamour photographers can do it on a beach in Bangkok, we can do it in a church hall near Skipton.
Middle age didn't put them off stripping off, and now these women are hogging the headlines right across the north. Chris Harper's behind it all, rather than fall back on the usual twee landscape scenes, She talked her friends into posing nude for their local Women's Institute calendar. Not quite the jam in Jerusalem the ladies are usually known for. Chris says their husbands will never look at their wives in the same way again. Neither will the other members of this quiet little Dales community.
Going?
It's Thursday.
But you just got back from the conference. Eddie, I've got a surprise for you.
How about it? I got it when someone turned round at petrol queue and said, "Ain't this tart with her tits out, your wife?"
Eddie.
Thurston wedding today.
Morning, Jem.
I'm Gaz.
And we've got another order. It's a massive order, Chris. Guy's coming round at 4:30.
Got a meeting.
When are you back?
Later. Bye.
When later?
Anyone seen Jem? Normally more than one of you, is there?
Aye, sorry. But, my wife, she's a bit busy at the moment.
Kids?
No. It's some WI calendar thing she's organised. It's on a chat show.
Not the calendar, the nude one.
Aye.
But that's... We just bought one. My wife came home, seriously, it's fantastic.
I'll tell her.
So, I've bought flowers off Mr. Come on then, which one is she?
January.
I suppose you're getting sick of all this, are you?
Hey.
Oi, give us some of that. Thought I'd find you here. You all right? You got any money?
I mean, what is funny, between you and me, some of the blokes, Frank, his wife would hardly undress in front of him before. And now, apparently, you know. I was saying it's not had that effect in our bedroom, I can tell you. I hardly see her.
Sorry, I can't resist this. Mr. January, you don't mind, do you?
Aye, as long as I don't have to take my clothes off.
Well, for the last 2 hours, I have been exchanging phone calls with Hollywood.
What, the real one?
No, Celia, the chocolate one. Yes, the real one.
From who?
From the studio of a show with a man whose name I've forgotten.
You're not coming all the way from America.
No.
They're going to do it on the phone?
No, they only do face-to-face interviews.
But if they won't come here and won't do it on the phone, how are we going to... Oh, my God. We got to Hollywood.
Reynoldson, with a Y. Oh, he's there. Oh, please.
Could you put me through to his room? Eddie?
Your toilet was broken, but I fixed it now.
All right, lads.
Can I help you, officer?
You can pull that joint out for a start.
Hollywood?
It's not for fun. It's really important. I mean, if we get on the telly in America, it's fantastic publicity. I mean, just imagine the whole of America.
What about our business, Chris? Or is that not important?
Can you get that? I'm in a meeting.
Hello, Flower Power.
It won't be anything serious. You'll be all right.
They're not charging him.
Oh my God. Is it not illegal, then?
Well, cannabis is, but they tend not to worry too much about oregano.
Right. Oh, Jem. You stupid.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Jem,
it's all right, I'll go. We've already had a little father and son. Anyway, you've got to sign something up there before we can go.
All right.
Jem! Would you like to come this way, madam?
Yes, all right. Oh, thanks. Thanks very much. Good night. Passport. Right, I'm hoping they'll let me in with a few calendars. After we've been on the American telly, we might be able to shift a few. Oh, no, wait a minute. The holidays are all different there, aren't they? Well, maybe we'll have to do a reprint, you know, the American version. So,
your son's been arrested.
So, no. And released, Annie, with 10 grams of oregano. The only thing that'd be dangerous in is a quiche.
But he thought it was drugs, Chris. Do you want to stay? Find out why?
Well, yes, I mean, I do, obviously, but... Well, you know, the woman in the studio contacted me, Annie. I'm the one who...
Chris, we can cope. We're big girls. Particularly Celia.
Hello. I was wondering if you could quote me for some carpets. You do sell carpets? You are the owner of a carpet warehouse.
Sorry, I'm with someone.
I know. My husband. I just came to Ilkley to see what I wasn't as good as.
Okay. Well, you've done that now.
He told me you were the manager of a carpet warehouse.
Told me you were dead.
I think maybe I have been.
You are looking good, baby.
Sorry. Which one of us are you talking about, Eddie? The one that makes a tart of herself by taking her clothes off? Or me?
Sod off. Eddie.
No, no. You stay and enjoy yourselves. I'm off to Hollywood.
Eddie.
How many blocks?
Oh, then you'll be flooded out. And if anything goes wrong, phone your aunt or so.
It's full of
candy. They don't know anything I wouldn't do.
You already have, ma'am.
Right, everyone.
Has everyone got a ticket?
Yes.
A passport?
Yes.
A lying snake for a husband? No? Only me there, then.
Let's go. Come on.
Hollywood, please, on your shiniest plane.
Sorry, ladies, you've come to the wrong desk.
What?
I have asked four people. Each of them said we could check in for a flight to Los Angeles at any desks. We have queued for 20 minutes in the only queue, and we were directed to your desk by your representative. Where precisely have we gone wrong?
There was no need to queue, madam. You're all flying upper class. You've been upgraded.
First class.
I can check you in here if you like.
Thank you.
Nice girl.
You're a nice girl.
Celia, press the white button on the right.
I am doing.
Oh!
On the
right.
Bye-bye.
Cheerio. I'm going right on you, Celia.
Fantastic.
Bye-bye.
I've got my foot stuck now. Ow!
Good afternoon, ladies. Welcome to Los Angeles.
Thank you. It's our first time here.
Is that right?
Yeah. Clark. Name's Clark.
Mrs. Clark? Or should I call you Miss February? I saw your picture in the paper this morning.
An American.
Thank you, ma'am.
It's all right.
Now, I'll just talk you through the facilities, okay?
Right.
All right. Now, there are two televisions, one on each end, both of which have cable TV, internet access, and movies on demand. Now, there's also a full bar here, but if you need anything special, don't hesitate to call downstairs and we'll... Is everything okay, ma'am?
Oh, yeah, no, it's fine. It's just I'm a bit tired. I'd like to go to my room now, really.
This is the hotel's master suite, ma'am. This is your room. Come on, I'll show you downstairs.
Been in your bathroom?
Me too. I'm in the bath.
And the bubbles, they're Christian Dior.
The bath bubbles, they're Christian Dior.
Do you think they'll charge us for it?
Very good. No, that was great. No,
give him a kiss.
Put your arm round.
The British women are taking me home.
I'm not going to let you go.
British women are
out there getting hostage. Right. What are we doing first, then, eh?
Chris!
Chris!
Oh, Chris!
I can't expect it.
Ladies, please, we got a whole new section to do here. Come on, ladies.
It's 4 pages, Annie. The couple page and then 4 pages about how I don't give him sex anymore. Oh. Just had to get away. I mean, the press would be all over it by now.
So Rod's having to deal with all that on his own, then, is he?
Well, him and Jen.
Slightly out of character, don't you think, for Rod? Saying all that. Did he get tricked into it? Did you stay to find out? Or by that time, was there a taxi waiting?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Fine.
Annie, Chris, this is Frank, Scott and John. They're in a band called Anthrax.
Oh.
Hello. I've heard so much about you girls. Yeah. Really impressed with what you do.
Well, why don't you sit down?
It really is a great story.
But we haven't heard anything about you.
Oh, I have.
So have you had a think about that, then?
Yes. Well, yes, it would be in that ballpark, yes. Well, you know what? Let me talk with my associates and I'll get back to you. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Who was that on the phone? Very exciting. Oh, very exciting. I'll tell you, my makeup went dead close to a deal. Oh, look, that's him.
By the way, is it Leno or Leno? Do we know? You've got to get it right.
Leno.
Are you sure? No, I think it's Leno.
Leno. Not only will they sponsor the calendar in America to the tune of $30,000, but
guess who'll be filming in the studio next to the one we're going to shoot the advert in?
What?
Guess who'll be filming in the studio next to the one we're going to shoot the advert in?
Advert?
Well, they sponsor us. We do their advert for washing powder. Cheating, that's how it works.
George Clooney.
Can I have it straight, like Jennifer Aniston? You know, in Friends.
Why would I dye just part of my head? It doesn't make any sense.
Becoming nude calendar girls. They're here tonight to tell us the story. This is the calendar right here. Please welcome from Napoli, England, the calendar girls. Let's bring them out.
Hello, girls. How are you? Good to see you. Good to see you. Have a seat. Oh, just sit anywhere. I'm curious, have you girls been strippers all your lives?
Not strippers.
Now, did you get drunk beforehand?
Was no.
It's no big deal, you know. We've all got the same bits.
The same bits? Yeah.
You know,
they're just different sizes.
Right. Some of them look pricey. It's called sushi.
I know. It's all suggestive, really, isn't it?
Well, I could make a few suggestions. Well, ladies, it's fascinating. Good luck with your work, and please, if you would, just try to encourage more women to get naked. I think this is a good thing. Well, thank you very much. The ladies are naked.
They do. We really do have to work some kind of order out when we ask questions, because far too much of that. Yeah. You couldn't hear what we're saying.
I know, but I agree.
Annie? What are you doing? You missed it. We were just on television, the whole reason we came here.
Thought that was to get away from the press.
Hello? Is there anyone there?
Ah, there they are. Yes, 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 yes. Welcome, ladies. How are we today?
Fine.
Fantastic. Fabulenda. My name is Danny. I'm the director.
Hello, Danny.
And which one of you is Chris?
You are.
You're Chris. Exciting, yeah. Okay, now, just to let you know, what I've done is have cleared the studio of excess men.
Oh, that's a shame.
No, I mean, I didn't want you to be walking around naked in front of a bunch of guys you didn't know.
Sorry? We're doing the washing powder. Right, hanging the washing on the line.
And naked behind. I mean, there's not a problem with that. Is there? It is what you girls do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Great. Great, beautiful. I love this. Ladies, the time is now. Roxanne,
Carol. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. What do you think?
It's great.
Thank you very much. Is the agency happy?
We just do this. We get the calendar out in America. Look, are you going to talk to me? Or...
I need a shower.
What?
Was it down here?
Look, what over
here? I feel dirty. Your washing powder made me feel dirty. Where's the dressing
room? My washing powder?
Down here.
Oh, I get it. I see. This is because I've organised it, right? Because I've made a success of getting us a sponsor and taking this out of being... Well, we're not just raising money for a relative's room anymore, are we?
Don't
we're out there
what
taking
it?
On the bloody
Red
disease.
Red lights on, Chris.
Look, you can't stand it, can you? You cannot stand that I've made this calendar a success.
No, no, no. See, Chris, what's happened is this calendar's made you a success.
What's that supposed to mean?
Where are we?
Annie? What is that supposed to mean? What are you...
Don't ask me what it means, Chris! When you're standing in the middle of a cardboard street talking about meeting George Clooney.
Well, what's with all these letters then, eh, Annie? All this bloody Florence Nightingale, this agony aunt. Doesn't that smack just a little bit of being a star? You know, loads of people lose their partners to this disease. I bet they don't all get fan mail. Doesn't that make you a little bit of a success? A very successful bereaved woman. A celebrity widow. St. Annie of Napley.
Eh? Eh? I'm not a saint. Because I'd rob every penny from this calendar if it would buy me just one more hour with him. You've still got yours. And you're in Hollywood.
Lord, it's Thursday. Come on.
We've got that in there.
Are you coming?
Hello, love.
Jim.
Give me the key since Tuesday. We've been stoned ever since. Don't worry, Chris. It'll be all right.
Look, Rob, I'm sorry.
But you don't have to apologize.
I do have to apologize because everything you said in the paper was true, wasn't it?
I didn't know he was a journalist.
This isn't the point. I mean, you still said it. Just why didn't you say it to me? You know, why didn't you just, I don't know, just shout out? I mean, what the bloody hell did you...
Yeah, I know you'd have liked me to. It probably suit your Hollywood story a bit more if I'd been no bloody wife of mine, but I've not, because I actually think it's brilliant what you've done. That's why I've stood behind you. I've told your son to get over it and be proud because I actually wanted you to have all this.
Thank you.
Now, do me a bloody favour, get back in that hall and sort out whatever's gone wrong with Annie.
I don't know what to say to her.
She's your oldest friend, Chris. You don't have to say anything.
We've finally been sent the first figures for the sales of our calendar.
Come on, where is it?
Right, thank you. It says here in this letter from Leukemia Research Fund that we've so far raised £286,000. So a big round of applause to all of us for making it such a success.
We can get that sofa in the leather, then.
I've put our names down for next month's speakers. Chris and Annie, what we learned in Hollywood.
You're lying. I know for a fact Colin Petley's coming from Keithley with his collection of tea towels.
Oh, still my beating heart.
Oh, fancy some chips.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
upsets me. Well, you upset me, babe. Well, like being hit by a falling tree. Woman, what you do to me?